This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Live with you tonight, like we're live every night of the year. We do this every day because we like doing it. We love it. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. So if you would like to join in our conversation, please give us a call. You can also hit us up on Discord. Discord is a little app you're going to load on your PC, on your Macintosh, on your cell phone. You're going to use your high-quality microphone, and you are going to use your high-speed internet, but it's going to sound like you are right here in the studio with us, which is pretty cool. The us in studio tonight is Chris.
And Michael.
And I found a story that I thought was kind of interesting in that Bernie Sanders was attending Walmart's shareholders meeting.
Really?
Does that mean
Bernie is a Walmart shareholder?
That is an unanswered question. I kind of skimmed this after we were discussing this before the show. I wonder if Bernie owns some shares in Walmart, but he wasn't there to talk about business as usual at Walmart. Of course, he was going there to talk about the minimum wage and how much people should be paid in a Bernie world where economics don't exist, and you can just pull numbers out of thin air, like $15 an hour, and say that that is a living wage.
Yeah, well, if $15 an hour, that's not enough. We need to make the minimum wage $100 an hour.
Oh, you're not thinking big enough. I'm going to say $150 an hour. I think that, regardless of where you're at, that will...
That's a living wage.
It
for
is.
Anyone.
It would be. It certainly would be for me. Could you live on $150 an hour?
Oh yeah. Doesn't matter how big your family is. You could live on $150 an hour.
That should be our living wage. I say that facetiously. The problem is that economics, the laws of economics, don't care what Bernie Sanders says, and the market determines wages. I hate to break it to you, but in this case, Bernie Sanders was on hand at Walmart's annual shareholder meeting. As the retailer's CEO said, Congress should hike federal minimum wages. There you go. Because yep. Bernie says it, and because the CEO of Walmart say it, that must mean it's a good idea.
The CEO of Walmart is also saying that the government should raise the minimum wage.
He is.
Is that what I'm hearing?
That's what you're hearing. So Walmart, and this I don't think is really covered in the article, but Walmart does pay most employees more than federal minimum wage.
Oh yeah, they've been pretty trailblazing in that respect.
They have been. The problem is that maybe
they haven't got credit for it. But
a lot of small businesses probably aren't able to pay the wages that Walmart does.
Yeah, the little mom and pops, they can't pay as much as Walmart does.
Right.
They can't give as good benefits.
So to be just a fact is sometimes when government sets artificial rates, then that helps squeeze out competition.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, this is not the Walmart CEO advocating for the workers. This is the Walmart CEO trying to shut down mom-and-pop businesses.
Right. If they are losing business to other places, then they can solve that problem by if you can't just hire employees at $11-$12 an hour and they're still working for mom-and-pops, then mm-hmm. if you raise the payroll for mom-and-pop shops, then this is what's going to happen. This is how economics work. Chief Executive Doug McMillon told shareholders at his company's annual meeting that $7.25 an hour is too low. That's apparently it's too low. I don't know exactly what the number is. But, you know, Michael and I have already solved this issue tonight. For the first time, you have heard somebody bring up the idea of the $150 an hour minimum wage.
That's what we should go with.
I'm trying to think. There's just not a good jingle that goes with that.
Fight for 150.
It's kind of, there's got to be a rhyme in there, Michael. Well, you and I just aren't made for this socialist stuff.
Yeah, I'm not very good at this.
We'll keep working on it. Walmart CEO Doug McMillon is adding his voice to those calling for an increase in the federal minimum wage, addressing an audience of shareholders and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders at the retailer's annual meeting Wednesday. McMillon fended off the Vermont senator's accusation that his company pays, quote, starvation wages.
Hmm.
Starving people, evidently, in line at the annual meeting of Walmart. Over the past 4 years, Walmart, quote, invested an incremental $4.5 billion in pay beyond our traditional annual wage increases for our U.S. stores and club associates, said McMillon, who added, of the minimum wage, unchanged since 2009 is too low. With McMillon at the helm, Walmart raised its starting wage to $11 an hour at the beginning of 2018, and earlier this year began giving U.S. hourly workers paid time off, but has not budged on calls from Sanders and others to match Amazon's $15 an hour minimum. Amazon, in October 2018, hiked its minimum hourly pay to $15 with CEO Jeff Bezos declaring, quote, we listen to our critics, unquote.
Well, the thing about Amazon's $15 an hour is you had to work a lot harder at an Amazon warehouse.
I don't think there is a comparison between a greeter at a store at Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
You don't say you're a greeter. And not say that those guys...
Oh, you can't say you're a greeter anymore. They got rid of that position.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
What are they now?
They just work elsewhere in the store.
Really?
Or they got laid off.
What a shame.
There are more greeters.
Oh, is that because of paying a higher wage for what the job was worth?
That's exactly what happens.
Jobs go away when jobs are required by government to receive a higher wage. It's clear our actions and those of other companies that the federal minimum wage is lagging behind, unquote, said McMillon, who called on Congress to increase the federal minimum, quote, any plan should take into account phasing and cost of living differences to avoid unintended consequences, unquote, he added. Well, that's a mouthful, but what he's saying is yes, you should look at cost of living differences. So if let's say $15 is the number because they seem to like this fight for 15, $15 an hour may work really well in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Seattle.
Yeah, compare your cost of living in Seattle or anywhere else to, you know, a Bozeman, Montana. Is that going to be comparable? I don't know what the
hourly wages. No, it's a lot cheaper. It's a lot cheaper to live in one city versus a little small town.
Yes, and you're going to have those differences. And I'm sorry, but, you know, if you intend for people to live and work in downtown, San Francisco is a great example. Or New York City, you're looking at two places that have had rent control, and they have extremely high rent because of rent control. That's another good myth. I'm sorry, but rent control does exactly the opposite of what you say it will do. It will increase the cost of housing.
Yeah, I just saw a headline earlier today. I didn't actually pull up the story. They said the price of housing in New York for a one-bedroom apartment had gone up to $3,000 a month.
I don't know for sure, but that wouldn't surprise me. When you do rent control, what you've done is restricted the amount of money somebody can make by renting out apartments, for example. And when you do that, that makes those people, number one, less inclined to put any money into it because they're not going to get any more money in rent. And as soon as they are able to unload that building, they will. Or they will bulldoze it, and they will create instead luxury condominiums or something that is outside of the scope of what can be rent controlled.
Right.
So that's what you've done, San Francisco. That's what you've done, New York. Most recently, that's what you've done, Portland, Oregon. And these things always come back to bite people in the butt. The problem is it sounds good. It feels good when you pass it. It sounds good when you vote for those politicians who bring this stuff up, but the end results, the laws of economics, they're They do what they're going to do, whether you like it or not.
It's the old saying again, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
That it is. 855-453. What do you think? What do you think about Walmart saying they're going to call on Congress to raise this minimum wage? 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. That's free as in freedom. Free is in no free lunch, Senator Sanders. And you can also hit us up on Discord. You can find out more information at discord.lrn.fm. But I wanted to tell you about something Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose the best Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and show you where you can spend your hard-earned Bitcoin Cash. You can also read the latest news or engage with the community on the forums. Learn more about that at Bitcoin.com. Also, LocalBitcoin.com should have launched a couple days ago, right?
Yeah, June 4th they launched on Tuesday, Local.Bitcoin.com.
Sweet. So what that means is this is a place you can meet other Bitcoin enthusiasts, Bitcoin Cash enthusiasts, and purchase it directly from somebody else without having to go through a online exchange or something crazy like that. So we're happy to see that. That's a good move for the Bitcoin Cash people. But we've been talking about Bernie. We've been talking about Walmart and this call yet again for a higher minimum wage. And the long and the short of it is, you know, $7.25 at the federal level, which means that no state can have a minimum wage that's lower than $7.25. Well, that's just too low. The people that don't understand basic economics say that that number needs to be higher. It needs to be $10 an hour, or it needs to be $15 or $20, or as Michael and I going on the record today, mark your calendars. This is what, June 5th? June 6th?
June 6th.
June 6th. Well, we are on the record calling for a $150 minimum wage.
Yes, now, let's just make everyone have a living wage.
Yes, yes, there we go. And this will immediately make almost every job in the United States illegal because there's a whole lot of jobs that are not worth $150 an hour. No offense to anybody who may be in one of these jobs, but if you're working in fast food, you're probably not generating enough revenue to cover everybody on your shift at $150 an hour. Your business is probably going to lose money.
Yeah, probably going to happen.
If you are a small business owner and you have to pay everyone working $150, you will probably go out of business. So you can scoff at that and say, well, Chris, you're talking about $150 an hour. But for every job has a limit to what it can afford to pay, what it is worth, its value. And if that continues, then you will have to increase the cost of your products. You will end up pricing yourself out of the marketplace. And companies that are bigger, that can do things, they have economies of scale that they can take advantage of, like, oh, I don't know, Walmart. They can absorb those fees easier than the average mom and pop. We're going to go to the phones, where we have Tom from New York. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Hello?
Yep,
we can hear you.
We can hear you. Can hold on. Let's try this.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Now I can hear you. I couldn't hear you a second ago. Anyways.
Go ahead.
First of all, let me say I think the ideal minimum wage would be $0 an hour, but
I agree with that.
I was wondering if you had heard about the Steven Crowder controversy with YouTube.
Just a little bit, and I know Michael, you were looking into it a little bit. Got defunded.
Yeah, YouTube demonetized his channel. That's about all I've got right now.
Yeah. So what happened, I guess, is. So what first happened was, I guess there's this guy named Carlos Meza over at Vox, and he does all these, like, leftist videos. He does all these anti-capitalist videos, and mainly he does anti-Fox News videos. So Steven Crowder did all these response videos, and he kind of pokes fun at him. He, like, calls him a gay soy boy, and the one guy, the Carlos Meza guy, he was crying because he's like, oh, he's making fun of me because I'm gay and I'm Hispanic. And so YouTube said they were going to demonetize him, but now YouTube also says that they were going to introduce new guidelines to try and combat those types of videos, like the types of videos Steven Crowder put up.
Apparently these two events were not, it wasn't tied to one thing. Like, According to YouTube, YouTube says that we've been working on this new version of our community standards or whatever crap they're calling it today, and it just happened to sort of coincide with a high-profile story about the Steven Crowder situation.
It turns out that YouTube actually demonetized a whole bunch of people this last week.
Oh, yeah.
But from what I've heard, I think through what I'm hearing, but I've heard that a lot, I'm trying to think what else, I forgot what else I was going to say.
Well, that's okay. I can tell you that, you know, the only thing I know about Steven Crowder is the meme of him sitting behind a table and it says, you know, tell me or change my mind. You know, that's the only thing. Yeah. I don't even know what he was originally asking to have his mind changed about, but you see that meme a lot. I think
male privilege doesn't exist.
Oh, possibly.
There's a bunch of them. He does this whole video series where he does, like, abortion is murder, change my mind. Climate change doesn't exist, change my mind. Conservative talking point, change my mind. And, like, everybody has to go up to him and try and change his mind, and he always goes on a liberal college campus.
Right. So that's kind of clever. I get that. If all he were doing were just bashing gays and, you know, making fun of Carlos Maza and making him cry, that's not really my idea of entertainment. But you know what? It's free speech, and he has every right to say things. He also has the responsibility, unfortunately, you know, he's going to suffer consequences for some things that he does say, sometimes by government, which is completely wrong. But sometimes it's in the marketplace, and then, you know, outlets like YouTube are either going to sink or swim by the decisions that they make. Final thoughts?
Yeah. But, yeah, I also heard that right now there are people thinking that there's going to be another adpocalypse, because what happened a couple of years back, like 2 or 3 years back, YouTube had this thing called the adpocalypse, where all these people that were getting money off of YouTube that were monetized channels weren't getting paid for what they were doing, and eventually they did get paid. But he said that he's talked to the YouTube executives, and he said that he thinks that there's going to be another apocalypse.
He may very well be right. Tom, thanks for the call. And YouTube periodically does this. You know, whoever is in charge at YouTube, periodically, it seems like they've changed their mind about what is entertaining and what's acceptable and what they're willing to take. And sometimes it's just public uproar over one thing or another. 855 450 free. What do you think? Should YouTube be free to demonetize what appear to be generally conservative hosts? Oftentimes it's conservatives and not liberals. Give me a call and let me know what you think. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is saying that progress has been made in today's immigration discussions at the White House. Now the president has threatened a 5% tariff on Mexican goods, demanding our southern neighbor help fight illegal immigration. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Mark Morgan reminds us.
We need Mexico to step up. Look, we've worked with them for decades, and we'll go, we'll put some pressure, they'll do some good things for a little bit, and then they go back to the sidelines. It has to stop. This is clearly a crisis. We need Mexico, that are integral part, to be partners with us to stop this.
The president is spending the night in Ireland after taking part in D-Day ceremonies in Normandy, France. And the superintendent of West Point is confirming that one cadet died and 22 personnel were injured when an armored transport truck flipped over in New York. The Department of Defense is investigating that accident. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number where you can join the conversation. We've been talking about calls from the CEO of Walmart to raise that damn minimum wage because $7.25 is just too low.
Yeah.
And we got Bernie Sanders showing up at Walmart's shareholders meeting.
You can't feed a family of four on $7.25 an hour.
Yes, or a family of 18, evidently, because they don't qualify exactly what counts for a living wage. And I guarantee you probably can't feed a family of two who lives in downtown San Francisco for $7.25 an hour.
Oh, no.
So, again, these are random numbers. They are feel-good policies that are supposed to make you believe that Bernie has your best interest in heart. What minimum wages are very good at is making certain jobs illegal and putting pressure on small businesses so that they end up losing out.
Not to mention it cuts the lower rungs off the economic ladder so that people just starting out or people that are already poor have a harder time getting up in the world.
Getting a job in the first place.
Right.
And that, to me, is what the minimum wage was for. The only time I worked for minimum wage was when I was in high school, you know.
Yeah.
That was it. And it was that first job. I'm going to start out at 725. It wasn't 725 when I
was
in high
school. Yeah, it wasn't 725.
It
might have been just a little bit smaller than that.
Yeah. But the point is you don't stay there. Minimum wage is what you would pay unfortunately, you would pay someone who has basically no skills, and they're not going to generate a lot of revenue for you as the employer. That's the idea of a minimum wage, was to get people that
get them started.
Rung, the first rung on the ladder. That's a great way to put it, Michael. But the idea that government can instantly pick, you know, exactly what the minimum wage should be is a farce. You cannot put down a blanket number and expect it to apply to all situations. And in the end, you know, you're going to hurt small businesses. You're going to make it harder for younger people to be employed, for people with less lower skills to be employed. And what we should be doing is removing the minimum wage entirely, like the caller suggested.
Yeah.
Tom from New York, it's exactly what you need to do. And let the market do its thing. Somehow, the market, with no intervention from government other than sales taxes and things like that, can figure out how much a loaf of bread should be.
Hmm.
You know, well, nobody, there is no department in the United States. There is no, you know, Department of Bread, well, other than the IRS. There is no department that dictates what bread should cost.
No, that's not how it works.
How it works is you decide as a consumer what you're willing to pay for a loaf of bread, and then people who make bread will decide whether or not they want to try to sell it to you. And if you're not willing to pay a certain price, then somebody else is going to come along who's going to offer a lower
somebody
cost
might, but you know,
bread.
And there's another thing about the free market too, is that I went to Walmart actually and bought bread within the last week. So I did take a minute to survey kind of what the prices were of various different kinds of bread. And, you know,
sure,
you've got the cheap Walmart Great Value loaf of bread for $1.39.
Right.
And you've got the expensive artisan bread for $4 or $5 or whatever.
Right.
So you can get, if all you can afford is the $1.39 bread, there's still something for you.
Exactly. And that's what...
And you can work your way up.
And that's what Walmart has been very successful at. They, you know, and where people don't give Walmart credit, they have been so smart in doing business, they've figured out so many ways to eliminate costs that they can offer bread for $1.39 when other, you know, if for a lot of other stores, when they offer a price that matches Walmart's price, that's a loss leader. You know, they're just trying to put a number out there that will catch people's eyes.
Like the 99-cent bread at Price Chopper.
Exactly. That's just it. It's a loss leader. We're going to get a few sales. We'll get them in the door, and we'll make it up on our higher prices on everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart doesn't need to do that. It's pretty crazy. But this idea that minimum wages are going to, a higher minimum wage is going to provide that. The other thing, I find it very disingenuous when you have people like Walmart calling for that, because they are in that position that they can afford an $11, you know, or a $15 minimum wage when they've already internally increased their minimum wage to $11.
Yeah, they would, and
they're not going to have to worry about it.
If it does go up to $15, they can absorb the cost fairly easily. Yeah. The prices of things will go up, and some people will get laid off, but they can do it.
Yeah.
Their competitors, the little mom and pop stores in Central Square, and the little people who are running an eBay store out of their garage, those are the people that are going to suffer from this.
Yeah. And here's a fun fact. Those little tiny small businesses, they employ more people than the Walmarts of the world. The bulk of employment is in the small businesses. We're going to go to the phones where we have Sarah. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just want to mention that, you know, Albuquerque, we have a drag racing problem. And we have a...
Drag racing?
Yeah, we have a... Well, drag racing, because we have a lot of open space. We have a lot of, you know, outside of the city, and the kids, the teenagers love to drag race.
Do they?
And, you know, yeah, they do. It's a culture here, you know. I mean,
break it to you, but kids have been racing cars. I remember
they've been doing that since there have been cars.
Yeah, I was going to say, who was this guy I heard about? Oh, James Dean. What year did James Dean die drag racing?
Oh, yeah.
1950-something.
Yes.
This is not breaking news, Sarah.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm just saying, We have a simple, very simple technology. It's called a mobile speeding unit. It's a speeding van. It takes a picture of your license plate.
Right.
And I know that it registers your speed.
Right.
And it doesn't have a...
I love those things.
Are these the ones that mail you a ticket?
Right. But they're mobile.
I don't like those. I like the ones that just show your speed, show you, you know, warning, because that is like the high score counter.
Yeah, those are the fun ones.
It says the game.
Your speed is X, whatever it is.
Right, and I always try to beat the last one I saw through there. if it showed like 70 on it, then I'm going for a 75 or 80.
High score 98.
Exactly. Oh, that would be good. Actually, I've seen where people put like a little dry erase board mm-hmm. beside it so they could record their high score. Thanks for your call, sir. Go ahead.
But those things are completely worthless because, like you said, you want to speed up even higher so you could register even higher.
Right.
You know,
you're under the assumption that drag racers care about getting a speeding ticket, and they're already breaking laws. Sarah, thank you for your call. The idea that you're going to be, you know, a ticket is going to stop you when you're already driving recklessly.
Yeah, if you're doing 150 miles an hour on I-40, you're not too concerned about a speeding ticket.
No, and I'm more concerned. Well, parents have a lot of control in this, and there's a lot of technologies that are out there that can monitor your kid's vehicle, and it's sort of intrusive, but hey, that's part of the job of being a parent. You have to be the NSA of the house.
Yeah, they got these little things. They just plug into the little port under your dashboard, and
you bet
they tell you everything.
They tell you where your kid's been going, tell them how fast they've been going, and
how hard they were braking, how hard they were accelerating. It's got everything.
Right, and that to me, if I were a parent with a kid, after raising two boys, yeah, and knowing what I was like at 16, 17, 18, man, money well spent. $855, $450 free. This idea that you're going to guilt people or change people's behavior by the heavy hand of government coming down and issuing citations, I don't buy it, but maybe you do. I want to hear from you. If you do, $855, $450 free. And tell me why I'm wrong. Tell me why Sarah is right. That is a question we have been asking ourselves for years now. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. And I wanted to tell you about Cryptocurrency Wire. Are you trying to reach the crypto market? Or perhaps you want to spread mass awareness of your crypto technology. Either way, you need a communications company that specializes in the field, leveraging 35 different brands, part of the Investor Brand Network, and more than 5,000 downstream distribution partners. Cryptocurrency Wire combines the power of specialization with mass market reach. With their help, you can start connecting with crypto-friendly journalists and more than 1.6 million followers. Their commitment is to get you the most eyes on your big news while it's fresh. Domestic, international, they can reach 56 different countries and also provide translation services. Even if your company is an important and relevant newsmaker, you need someone that specializes in the field to get your message heard. CryptocurrencyWire.com. We've used it here on Free Talk Live. That's CryptocurrencyWire.com. And we've been talking wages. Hard to believe that we are debating what the correct minimum wage should be. Bernie Sanders has his idea. I think it's $15 an hour. Michael and I are on record for advocating a $150 per hour minimum wage.
Yeah, it's our little modest proposal.
And it's not going to solve anything. That's the beauty of our...
Yeah, it never did.
It never will. It will never make anyone's lives any better.
Because inflation.
Exactly. Well, that's one thing, and it will eliminate lots of jobs. So you'll have massive unemployment, but here's what it will do. It will be very popular. I predict that.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely popular.
I know, and I'm trying to imagine when we roll out, you know, on a big scale, the $150 an hour minimum wage, we'll probably get a few free drinks when we go out.
Oh, yeah.
Until those people's jobs are made illegal and they're fired.
Yeah.
And then they won't be able
replaced
to.
Replaced with robots, which there are robot bartenders now.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
As a former bartender, I can really appreciate some technologies. I think that's a very cool idea. And at this point, we're going to go back to the phones where we've got Tom calling in from New Hampshire, where this show is broadcast from. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
It's about D-Day. 75 years ago, the Allies, with some lucky breaks, of course, invaded Europe. They started the humongous invasion, and yeah, they got a few lucky breaks, and they managed to eventually defeat the enemy. And
I will say here that my Uncle Paul was lucky in that he was able to survive for 1 month. He invaded Normandy today, and he survived until July 5th. That's when he was killed.
Killed in action?
Killed in action. Our family has always had that Purple Heart to make us feel better. That doesn't do anything for any family that's lost family members. Go ahead.
Well, you know, after the war, the United States emerged victorious because, you know, the other allies were clobbered various ways. I mean, Britain got bombed by the Germans, and the United States hardly got a scratch. And
Pearl Harbor was a scratch, right?
That was a significant blow.
That was from the other theater of war. What I'm getting at here is that, you know, I think too many people wound up living in the past. You know, it's back to 1946, back when the United States is the king of the world. And, you know, that certainly went through the Korean War when Johnny signed up because America needed him and he was going to serve his country. And Johnny came marching home again. And, yeah, the men will cheer and the boys will shout and the ladies will, they'll all turn out. But then Vietnam came and went, and that was so much open corruption that that still faded away. But there's still this thing in a lot of people's minds that America is number one and China is getting bigger and richer and more powerful every day, while the United States is like sitting back and
We're trying. We're just not doing anything intelligent. So, you know, we've been talking about minimum wages. You know, minimum wages, increasing a minimum wage will not make America great again. It will make a lot of jobs unavailable, illegal, literally illegal. They will disappear. So that's not making America great again. I don't look at World War II. You don't have a war and create something better out of it. This is a common misconception. Everybody's like, well, you know, World War II, you know, that's what really pulled us out of the recession. Well, if you look at the consumer price index, if you look at GDP throughout World War II, there was no make America great again. I don't want to be like that because that Great Depression lasted all the way through World War II.
Yeah, it's sad because I see a lot of, well, of course, parents figure, oh, well, we'll just send our kids to school and won't push the school to, you know, keep reelecting candidates who support public school when public school becomes more and more of an obvious failure. And you don't have the industrial base that, you know, that would be there if it was a free country. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, you got to have partnerships. You legalize these partnerships where, okay, the day after high school, you go in there and you learn engineering and you work at engineering and you do that and you live there. You know, this is a lot common in some countries. You pretty much live there and you're saving money and you can dedicate more time to studying and learning the higher mathematics and the science that you need in order to excel. And I see other countries beating the United States on a lot of levels, or they're catching up and surpassing the United States. And the United States isn't panicking. It should be in panic mode. Let's get with the program. And they're just relaxing and going out and having another beer and, you know, falling further behind. And
people need to realize that, you know, raising the budget for the Department of Education is not how you get higher test scores. Tom, thank you for your call. The Department of Education doesn't really educate anyone.
No, they just distribute money.
Let me rephrase that. They absolutely don't educate anyone except those of us who pay attention to economics. We say that's the wrong way to do things. But they are simply a middleman. You send your tax dollars to Washington, and if you fill out all the proper forms, you will get a portion of what you sent to Washington back in the form of a block grant, and it's just a waste of time. I would much rather have that entire agency go away and have everything taken care of at the local level, because we know what the needs of our market is. We know what kind of workers this little corner of New Hampshire needs, and it's not the same as Detroit.
No, it's completely different.
And that's why cookie-cutter programs, to believe that the Department of Education can come up with a proper program that's going to fit every geographical place in the United States.
I got one for you.
Go ahead.
No bureaucrat left behind.
Oh, I like that. Can we somehow fit that into our $150 per hour minimum wage thing?
Well, we have to have some kind of agency to manage the $150 minimum.
Well, when people lose their jobs, they can then become bureaucrats.
Yes.
Yes, for $150 an hour.
Yes, it's a new jobs program.
Actually, we're just plotting the eventual demise of the whole system and doing everything we can to just nudge it along. That would certainly do it. And it's insane that people treat these things seriously. They talk about, you know, we need to get the Department of Education more money. This thing has never improved test scores since its invention.
Yeah, that line has been flat, where the line of education spending has been just shooting through the roof.
It does, and the amount of money that ended up going to teachers and teachers' unions, that went way, way up, and that was so... Jimmy Carter could get that teachers union vote. That was why the Department of Education was created in the first place. And I know people listen to that stuff and go, oh, you're making that up. I'm like, read your history, because that's exactly what it was. Didn't want those votes to go to the Republicans. God forbid. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. When we get back, I think we're going to talk about a little bit more about Walmart and some other stories.
Bernie Sanders, maybe?
Maybe a little more Bernie Sanders stuff. That's always good. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.